Welcome back to Master Your Mindset Podcast, episode 83.
Hey, Trey, your boy's number. They don't call it the end zone. They call it the C-hen zone. We're talking about making it happen. Let's go. What's up, guys? Colin here. And if you want to dig deeper and take your mindset to a next level, I have two online courses to help you win the inner game. If you go to my website, thecolinhenderson.com, and click on virtual training, which is on the main page, I'll give you access to two courses. One course is called Master Your Mindset, Mental Fitness Class. The next course is called Flow Mental Training, where I guide you through my flow journal. Again, I'm coaching you from your laptop, desktop, or phone. We'll have the website link in our show notes. Enter the code IMPROVE and save $25. Let's go, guys. Let's win that inner game. What's up, everyone? Welcome to Master Mindset Podcast, episode 83. That's a good-looking number. 8 to 3 is a good-looking number. I love those digits. That was my number at college. Go Cougs. So, question for you, Tanner. Question for you listeners right now. When you're performing, when it's go time, when it's show time, has your brain been programmed to focus on kind of these two things? Which one do you do? When it's your time to roll, your time to ride, your time to go, is your mindset focused on this? Do you mitigate risk or do you make it happen? As in, is your brain programmed in, okay, don't screw up, don't mess this up. You're trying to, you know, avoid loss. Or have you programmed it to, hey, what's possible? Let's make it count. I want to stretch my potential. I'm going to go make it happen. That's kind of, are you a pessimist or an optimist?
Yeah.
What do you think, T-Money, when you're playing golf, when you're in front of a social group, are you thinking about don't screw up or avoid loss? Or is it, hey, I'm going to make something happen in this moment?
I think in golf, it's a little bit, it honestly depends on the day in golf. Is it if I'm, it's like if I'm starting out, it's like, yeah, let's make it happen. Then I have a bad, like, say, first hole. It's like, all right, now let's mitigate the risks. And then if it gets even worse, then it's like, okay, let's make it happen again. Because there's no point in just being careful when there's nothing going on. So getting to the point where it's let's make it happen the whole time. And then also, but in social, I feel like I'm someone that's just let's make it happen. I'm not super worried about what other people are going to think, stuff like that. So I'm pretty outgoing and stuff like that. So,
and you probably perform better in that setting when you have that mindset and you're open. Because it comes back to this fundamental principle that we've been saying since our first podcast episode. Thoughts become things.
Yeah, exactly.
Energy flows where focus goes. What you focus on, you will find. Conversely, what you resist persists. So if you're thinking about not screwing up, like loss aversion, or you're trying to lower the chance of risk, which that makes sense in a lot of settings. But when it's go time in the moment, we want you to train your brain to believe in yourself. And it comes down to this concept, man, you miss every shot you don't take.
Yeah.
You miss every single shot you don't take. You'll be in the exact same spot by not taking that action, by not going for it, if you tried and missed. So it goes back to this, man, just try.
Yeah.
Just go for it. And Dr. Tara Swart has an amazing book called The Source, where she combines the law of attraction with like science. And she was talking about this like loss aversion, where the brain is like wired. It's like 2.7 times more hardwired for this loss aversion. And she gave an example. If you're going to the store, you park your car, you're about to walk into the store, and you have a $5 bill and you lost that $5 bill, you're like, well, why did I lose that? You can't think about it. But if you found like money on the ground, you don't, you just, oh, I found $5, whatever.
Yeah.
But your brain is more hardwired to like dwell and overthink about something that you lost. And if something good happens, something that you found, this loss aversion, the brain is designed to survive, not thrive. And as I've studied the best performers in the world in business, sport, life, someone that I think is pretty cool is Sarah Blakely. Sarah Blakely is the founder of Spanx. And Spanx is an undergarment that keeps everything nice and tight. You know, ladies rock it more than men, but some men are rocking Spanx. But she's one of the most wealthy female entrepreneurs in the world. She's worth billions. She's built an empire. And she was asked one time on a podcast or a show. I can't remember. I listened to it. I thought it was pretty amazing. Mm-hmm. And they said, Sarah, how'd you build your empire? Like, how would you credit yourself having success? And she said two things. She said, well, first, I sold fax machines door to door for 7 years. I heard no a lot. So I learned how to just to persevere, to keep going, to not let that, you know, no stop me. But she said, really, I'm going to give credit to this main source of power. And she said, it was a question that my dad asked me and my brother every day after school. What questions do our parents ask us after school?
How'd your day go? What'd you learn?
Yeah, I ask my kids that same thing. Actually, I've learned not to ask that. I ask different questions. But she said, he's right. That's right. But what he asked us, he said, did you fail today? And if we said no, he was kind of sad because we weren't going for it. We weren't trying new things. We weren't stretching ourselves. We weren't getting comfortable being uncomfortable. And she basically said, I flipped fear and failure, how I view fear and failure, on its head. I'm not afraid to fail. And that's why I have success. Who has missed the most shots of any player in the league, in the NBA? Kobe Bryant. And people think Kobe's like Mr. Clutch. Like the mama mentality. No, but he's missed the most. But he's not afraid to take the shot. And Michael Jordan has this famous quote, like, I've missed 9,000 shots. I've been called like 26 times to make to shoot the game winning shot, and I missed. He's like, I have failed, and that is why I succeed. So let's reprogram our mindset. And we're never going to find our best if we're playing it safe, if we're always avoiding and trying to, you know, trying to mitigate risk. So we're going to end with this, master mindset. Let's go. It's about thriving, not surviving. We want you to thrive, not survive. So what's one thing that you want to accomplish? What's one thing like that you want to accomplish but you've been avoiding due to fear? You've been avoiding due to this thought of what would happen if I mess up. But you want it. You're aching for that thing. That might be life's best clue for you. That might be life's best clue for you to go and make it happen. And I just reflect myself as a player, you know, a wide receiver, man, I would avoid certain patterns. I would be afraid to practice going deep because I didn't, that catch is a harder catch deeper down the field than a short one. And I was like, man, if I could teach my younger self, is like, just go for it. Like, if you miss, I mean, everybody misses, but you can learn from that. You're not defined by this. So, guys, what's one action you can take today to do that thing, attack fear, to not, you know, avoid failure, but to attack, to make it happen, to go get it? T-Money, anything you want to add, bro?
Yeah, just go for it. If you like this episode, share it with a friend, as we've said before, as we say every time. Leave a review. Help with the publicity. Share it on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, whatever you use. Get the word out there. We're just trying to make everyone better.
Hey, the body has limits,
but the mind is limitless.